Alrighty, this is Motor Mouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show right here on Long Island. I'm Chris Switzer, and I'm looking out at a sea of people here at the secret location at the bunker where we are going to celebrate the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day extravaganza. I see a whole bunch of people all out there. They're all by the bar, even this early in the morning. And I'm looking for Ray. Ray, where are you?
Over here.
Ray, here you are. Ray Guarino is here with us. He's not behind the shop bench, but he is wearing a very nice tuxedo for the event. How are you, my brother?
It's good, Chris. Very good to see you today. I was afraid we weren't going to see you because the sea of people you were looking at a few minutes ago was on the Mill Basin Drawbridge.
You betcha. Well, you know,
we were going to send out the helicopter. Really, it's on the roof. Don't you hear it?
Well, I am very lucky and fortunate to be here today to host and co-host this fine, upstanding event that we have going on. And it's not even on VaughnLive.tv/MotorMouthRadio. So you go there, you'll see a blank screen. Because this is the secret location, the secret bunker that only a slight few that are hungry and thirsty know all about.
That sea of hungry and thirsty people out there. But that's all right.
But we're here to play the best bits of 2014-2015 right here for you, because that's what we do on Mother's Day, every Mother's Day for as long as we can remember. We've been doing this, and this is what we do. It's one of those things. We celebrate Mother's Day by throwing out the best stuff that we had all year and playing it for you and having a good laugh over it. So we're not taking any calls, and you can't see us live. You can hear us streaming on MotorMouthRadio.com. But we want to kick this off, Ray Ray?
Yeah, just when a tray of hors d'oeuvres comes. Great. Yeah.
don't eat them yet.
Well, everybody, listen up. And you over there with the motorcycle jacket, you especially. Chris, you remember your first time not being stuck in traffic?
I was going to say, not on a motorcycle, though.
I'll tell you what. We're going to kick off the extravaganza with something that's typical of Motor Mouth Radio listeners. The ability to recognize an auto part just by hearing it on the radio. That's what happened when one of our favorite callers and that guy right over there, Christian from Mach Modified, talked about when telling us how he stumbled on this show. He was the first caller of 2015 and proud of it, and he's the first bit. So kudos to you, Christian.
Let's hear it right here on the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day extravaganza.
The first time I heard Motor Mouth Radio, because I used to work at Merrick Avenue Junior High at nighttime, and I used to have a portable radio in my garbage pail while I was pushing it around and cleaning up at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I started listening to 90.3 because it was the only station that would come in through the school building.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure. So as I was, you know, listening, I listened to Ken Deep and the Hair Hut and you know, all that. All those.
I know Kenny. Kenny's a good man.
Yeah, extreme rock. All that good stuff.
Yeah, all of that. I was, you know, because they played some good stuff at night, and that got me through the night when I was, you know, working in the school. And what do you call it? I was at home one time, and I started putting the station on at home in my garage. And then the first show I heard was you guys came on, and I'm like, what the heck is this? What are these guys talking about? And I heard, like, little things here and there. And the one thing I can truly remember was Ray brought in a carburetor.
Right.
And you had, like, a four-barrel, and you were snapping the throttle blades. And you were like, hey, can anyone out there guess what this is?
Really? Wow.
And I'm sitting in the garage, and I had a four-barrel, and I'm like, I know exactly what that is, and I was going to call in. I don't know why I didn't call in. I didn't know you could call, I guess. But
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
What? And you guys were ranting and raving about back then. I think the big thing back then was the guys in the college that would drive around with their little Hondas were putting the coffee can exhaust systems on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We
babbled about those.
You babbled about that, and that had me laughing. I was like, wow, these guys are wackos. I got to listen to this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, water does find its own level eventually.
Yeah, true. Wackos all do gravitate to one another, that's for sure.
Look what it's evolved into. Now you guys are totally deep into it.
Oh, yeah, we're deep into it, all right.
We're deep into something, that's
yeah.
for sure.
You created some sort of monster out there, and now you're all over on the World Wide Web and everything, so I don't know, man.
And I'll tell you the truth, Christian, we've always said this, and it's true, as true now as it was then, it's the listeners that really make the show what it is. We could
Absolutely.
Talk forever, but
yeah.
you guys,
yeah.
our listeners, yeah. fans, and friends really drive this show.
Oh, yeah.
We get a thrill out of it.
And we get a thrill out of it, too, right here at Motor Mouth Radio. Yeah, hey, oh, oh. all calm down out there.
I think the throng is advancing. We better put up that. I think the chicken wire. Joe, listen, get that nailing hammer. Get the, yeah, attach it on that side. No, don't wrap it around, Howie. That's later.
So we're not taking any calls here at the Mother's Day Extravaganza. We're just playing the best bits of 2014, 2015 here for you on Mother's Day here at 2015. Ray Guarino in the tuxedo. I'm Chris Switzer. We hope more guys like Christian get a thrill out of what we do. And sometimes you get a thrill just getting one simple thing accomplished during a restoration of your classic car, because I know it happens to me, and I know it happens to my longtime radio colleague as well. So minor miracles happen, and when they do, we had Freddie and Figgy here to tell us a little bit about something that they did back in June of 2014. And here it is for you on the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza. Check it out.
Right.
Freddie, this is another one of my famous arguments I have with my longtime radio colleague, because when you have all of these projects together and you see how long it takes to get it done.
Mm. Chris, you have no idea how long it takes to do certain things.
I don't.
My friend Dennis DeVoe has a 57 Chevy.
Yeah.
It's a two-door hardtop. The car's a race car. It's a complete two-frame car. It's like a ProMod car.
Okay.
It's got a 1,200 horsepower big block in it with a big bug catcher on it, like a top fuel dragster.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like a fuel dragster when it runs.
I'm sure.
It's unbelievable. So we just finished this car. It's just about done. We're going to take it to Columbus. 3 months to put the rear window in it. 3 months.
I don't feel so bad with my restoration.
No matter what we did, we could not get the rear window to go in that car.
Definitely a labor of love.
We had a good piece of glass. We got the rubber. We got that string. You pull the string inside.
Yeah.
It wouldn't go in. You'd get it just about there. You get like a foot on the roof would be ready to go in. And it would start rolling out.
Yeah.
All the rubber would start rolling
out.
Now
it's plexiglass.
Now it's plexiglass. That's how we got it to go in.
That's original stuff.
Now it's done. It's got the chrome moldings on it and everything.
Freddie and Figgy from the Gold Coast Cruisers. They were in the studio back in June, and that's what... talking about the frustration of some of the little things that happened.
Just proving that you don't know everything.
That's for sure.
Thanks, Figgy.
He's here with us now.
Have another mimosa. Well, I'll tell you why, Chris.
Yes.
You know, working on cars, it's kind of weird. Sometimes, you know, but the other thing was I had to rewrite all this copy because it wasn't going to work the other way. Sometimes it's the simplest jobs that end up causing us the most discomfort and pain.
Mm.
So you can't ever be too careful when handling sharp objects.
Oh, that's right.
Don't let a simple job turn into a major event like I did. Play the clip, Flip.
Here we go.
I was prepping, you know, my daughter's boyfriend's new car that you know very well. So I put the stickers on it for him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And I had to peel a sticker off the windshield, so I took my inspection sticker scraper.
Yes.
And as, like a doctor, and like my barber always does before he shaves my neck.
You dip it in blue liquid.
It puts a new razor blade in it.
Ah, okay.
So I put a new single-edge razor blade in,
closed
it for safety,
yes.
Walked out to the car, opened it, and then in the process of putting my arm into the car, sliced the index finger of my other hand and went, Man, those razor blades, you can almost cut me with almost anything else.
A fresh razor blade hurts.
And not only that, I can deal with the pain.
Oh.
And it didn't go.
You just made my small intestines tingle right now.
That wasn't your intestine. The problem with the razor blade slices is, unlike other garage maladies, it's a very clean slice. And they don't heal fast.
No, because it's a clean slice.
Because of that. A jagged cut will always heal faster. So now I got my finger wrapped in a towel. I'm using one hand.
That's why paper cuts are so hurtful.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
So you're using one hand. Your other hand is bandaged.
Needless to say, for the rest of the week, I've been, you know, the things you can't do when you're trying to nurse an index finger.
Oh, yeah.
Like try and tie a shoe, and open something.
Mm-mm.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. Yeah, but you're having a good time with that drink there, right?
Well, I can use my other hand. Use my thumbs.
This is the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. The best bits of 2014, 2015. We're not taking any calls, so please do not reach out to us because we're down here in the undisclosed location. There's a party going on, and everybody's having a good time. We're giving you the gifts. That's what we do here on Mother's Day. I'm Chris Switzer, of course, Ray Guarino. And, you know, keeping the momentum going here, it's bad enough that we have the ability to mess up our cars, or worse, ourselves. Here's Rob Stuck from RSC Brands talking about what happens when an unknowing third party decides to get into the whole ball of wax. And this is something that had me cracking up constantly. So let's check it out right here on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza.
The one that got me the same day was we're going through Chimney Rock in North Carolina, and we started picking up some stuff in a fuel filter to where it just starved the carburetors completely.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. We're now working. This is a two-lane road with very little places to pull off. We pull off. I got a glass sight glass on it, and it looks like a bunch of mouse fur.
Ooh.
I think there was a mouse in my gas tank.
Oh. Wow. And I guess, obviously, you hadn't had that tank boiled out and cleaned.
No, but no. I did clean it.
Okay.
But whenever we pulled it out of my storage building, we did, Rebecca and I were working on it, and there was a dead mouse in there.
Okay.
There was like years worth of dead mouse. So I pulled it out, cleaned it, but I didn't professionally take it anywhere.
Yeah.
But the thing that really got me was the fact that I went through a full tank of gas, filled up, and then halfway through that tank of gas is when I had the problem.
Well, you loosened it up.
The mouse.
You know, I guess I was lucky. I found three dead mice in my car when I took it out of storage, but they were all in the back, on the floor in the back seat. So,
you know, it's like that was a passenger I wouldn't expect to take it with me.
Right, right.
I think we've got a dead mouse in my drink here. Someone refresh this drink, please. It's the Mother's Day Extravaganza.
It's a good thing you drink with a fork. You can just pick it out.
Yeah, I was told by my longtime radio colleague.
Mm-hmm.
How are those hors d'oeuvres there, Ray Ray?
They're good. You know, the second plate's coming around. I see Dina in the back. Dina and Drew just got here, so they're enjoying some. But they got mobbed. Look at it. They couldn't even get 3 feet into the door. They got mobbed.
Well, they
got
to talk about the Cadillac.
I think they drove it here. I think they.
That's what that noise
they
was.
They drove Stella outside. That's what it is. Well, anyway, Chris, going back to May 1st of last year, mm-hmm. there are those times when we come across a man who's prepared for anything, like most of our audience here and our friends. Well, here's Rich Dwyer from K&N Filters talking about what he needs to keep his MG successfully on the road and why you had a box of cute little stuff in your garage.
Whoa, we're going to check it out on the Extravaganza right now.
Rich, when you have the MG, is there a section of your garage with a box that has what I like to call cute little things? Springs, washers, small little Wentworth screws, little tiny dopey things that you throw into that box and that you every once in a while have to rummage through in order to solve a problem?
No, I've got about three of those boxes.
Yeah. I was hoping you were going to say you were like...
And a storage shed out in the backyard with, yeah.
I was hoping you were going to say you were like me and you have it all cataloged in drawer units.
Oh, heck no, I don't. I have my model airplane stuff is that way,
yeah.
But not my car stuff. I have them in bins with, you know, label maker labels on them,
right.
And
yes.
Stuff like that, but they're not nearly as organized as they should.
There is true. There's a box that I have in the garage. I labeled it cute little stuff.
You have to have that stuff.
And everything I look at, I go, that's cute and little. Throw it in a box.
Exactly. I've got one for my... I got that. I got a far bigger area for my MG than anything else, but I have one for my Volvo 850 wagon and one also for my the 68 Mercedes that I'm working on. I got bins for those that are exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Little things that you can't get rid of.
Yeah.
No.
You can't replace them. You can't go to the store and buy them.
All righty. That's true. You can't go to the store to buy some of those things. And that was... Who was that?
That was Rich Dwyer from K&N Air Filters.
Yes. Right here on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Ray Guarino in the tuxedo. I'm Chris Switzer with no pants. No, I do have pants on. Yeah. Yeah. If I didn't have any pants, it wouldn't be a crowd here. They'd all be running for the doors. But anyway, it's the Extravaganza. We're all drinking. It's a good time being had by all. So let's go to the next bit right now. You know, when it comes down to the tools of the trade, we here at Motormouth Radio know how to do the research and find out the origins and some of the tools we use. Well, I can't say we. Ray does all the research. I just sit there and go, really? That's amazing. But anyway, here we are talking to Mark Allen from the Mighty Vac Company to find out where this piece of equipment originally came from. So let's check this out right now on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza.
I want to touch on a thing you told me about last we spoke, Going way back in the history of Mighty Vac to the year 1969.
Yes.
This hand pump that we all know and love was not designed to bleed brakes on 69 Camaros or Cadillacs, was it?
No, no, that certainly came later.
Tell us, please, what the original design was for.
Yeah, the original designer of that hand pump, a gentleman by the name of Ted Neward in California, he actually designed that pump for the medical field. They were using that pump to deliver babies, if you can imagine that.
Yeah, Chris was thinking something else. I saw in his face. I saw in his face. He's like, whoa, really?
Well, wait a minute, what'd they do? Like, they would apply, put the thing in the woman's ear and just start pumping? And then,
yeah, until it popped out.
Well, if you could deliver a baby out of an ear, yeah. Otherwise, no.
They actually had a device. I found one here when we got all these samples up from when we bought the company. But there was there's a suction cup that would be inserted and attached to the baby's head.
Oh my God!
And you would use that pump to create a suction, and then the doctor would actually pull on that to help with the delivery of the baby.
You know, I remember going back many years, hearing stories through the years of how babies had misshapen heads, and they said, you know, and I remember hearing that doctors used a suction device, but you know, didn't think it was a Mighty Vac pump.
That's exactly what it was.
And of course, there were tongs. So they said the kids would deform because of I mean, there's all sorts of rumors, but
how we survived as a species, I have no clue.
I have no clue how we're surviving. Going to survive the rest of this party, I'll tell you the truth. I don't know. Who's coming up, Chris, after this break? We need one.
We got a full card coming up here on the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza. After the break, we'll be hearing from Barrett Jackson's very own Steve Magnante and how he prepares what really captured on film from Highway to Sell's host, Dennis Pitzenbarger. What's really captured on film, I should say, and how Dial Transmission's very own Pat Seppi is turning a new leaf. Plus, Dennis and Elliot's hump. And Scotty's blog.
Wow. So we have TV guys, transmission guys, two Oregonians, and a couple of guys from Suffolk County. This is going to be a great segment.
Sounds good. It's happening on the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza. You keep it where you got it. We got a lot more coming your way.
Tune in to Thunder Road for
the heart-stopping, pants-dropping, hard-rocking, earth-shocking, booty-shaking, love-making, fire. Legendary.
Join me, Kim Tracy, for the music of Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band on Thunder Road, Thursdays at 11 p.m. and Sundays at 1 p.m. on 90.3 WHPC and streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
All righty, welcome back to Motormouth Radio. It's the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. And you get the gifts right here. Phone lines are off. And, of course, you can't see us because we're in an undisclosed location.
They wouldn't let us film here.
Right. Yeah. Well, take a look at that crowd. Would you film them?
No. No. But I tell you what I would do, and I tell you what you did see. You may have seen that Alta Nova out in the parking lot.
Yes, I did.
It drew a crowd, and people were wondering what's going on. And I'll tell you what, Chris, landing certain guests for this show has been a great source of pride for me because I've been able to do things I didn't think I was able to do.
You're the strongest working producer of Motormouth Radio here on the island.
I'm just surprised that these people talk to me is what it is. But anyway, here's a perfect example of that. Steve Magnante, the overall car nut and commentator from Barrett Jackson and owner of that Altered, has been on the show a few times now. And in this call, he gives us a brief glimpse as to what he uses to get ready for that commentating job at BJ and the importance of doing so. It's what makes him great.
Let's check it out on the Extravaganza.
We get 4 minutes roughly per car before the hammer is sold or whatever happens next. And the cars deserve more than a guess, you know. And I've seen a lot of, well, you know, I used to watch Alan DeCadene, who I love, respect, and appreciate. I would sit there in my home in El Monte, California, 15 years ago, and I would watch Alan describe a Boss 429 as quite a lump. Quite a lump.
Right.
And I'm saying, well, hold on, that one is the magnesium rocker cover. covers, not the aluminum ones. It's an early, you know, engine. It's an A20 motor, and he just called a lump. So, you know, I love him, but the thing is, he's not really that tuned into American Muscle, right? And that's kind of why he's not doing it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But he's doing fantastic things. Alan's a very, very good. In fact, his show, Victory by Design, was a thrill to watch. He'd be driving along, and Nick Mason, I think the Pink Floyd guy, in like a $2 million Ferrari GTO at 140 miles an hour, he'd be describing, you know, how the steering wheel feels, you know. So he has his skill set. There's no doubt about that.
Sure.
But anyway, with that said, you know, I wanted to make sure that whatever I said about the cars wasn't a guess and wasn't wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And so I prepare. I do have a notepad. I always have my hand. And someday, I guess I'll evolve a third hand, hopefully, because I got the mic in one, I got my, you know, my talkback switch in the other one, and then there's the notepad.
Right.
But I do make notes. Each car gets a little thing, just a talking point, something to say.
All right. Just like we have right here, something to say on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Actually, we're letting the bits do the talking today on this fine Mother's Day 2015.
And I see the guests are doing a lot, doing the eating and drinking out there.
we're certainly not. We're too busy talking here.
I want to get out there.
And it's a good crowd. It's a happy crowd. They still all have their clothes on. It's very cool. We're waiting for the music to start, but right now the crowd is just here, and of course the bar is open, and we have more bits for you going on right here in the Extravaganza. Chock full of bits, if you ask me. You know, sometimes extraordinary things happen when the cameras are rolling. And as Dennis Pitzenbarger, the host of Highway to Sell on the Velocity Channel, will attest, a lightning strike right by the shop is something to remember and to share with us. And that's the way things go right here on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Check it out.
One thing Florida doesn't lack is crazy weather. And, you know, I mean, it was the thunderstorms and the showers and everything. I mean, you saw it on that last episode here just last Monday, you know. I mean, that, you know, when you talk about the hopes of, you know, something you're involved in, like a project like Highway to Sell, and the joke about catching lightning in a bottle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We caught lightning on live, you know, live broadcast. I mean, it wasn't live because it was produced, but
right.
We were sitting there, and there's a great backstory behind that when the lightning hit. It was on the El Camino episode of Highway to Sell, and we'd gotten the body out of body and paint, the chassis. Those guys had been doing their magic on it, so it was ready to roll under the car and the body put back on. And the funny backstory that you don't see was probably, you know, about a thousand superlative words that would never make broadcast television that were blurted out when that lightning hit. And it was like right outside the shop. I mean, it rocked the windows. I felt it in my chest.
Wow.
And the funny part, but the backstory that you didn't see on the episode, because they can't show me cursing my head off, wondering if live, you know, munitions were going off around me. It was hilarious because all of the West Coast guys that were over there working, myself, obviously 1202 and his production company are based out of the West Coast, and we all hit the deck like live 105 millimeter fire was coming in. I mean, we were in the trenches. And the Florida guys looked at us like, what's your problem, wimp? You know, and so it was, you know, it's like, that's regular around here, lightning all day long, and it's crazy over there.
Wow.
So it was one of those fun backstories that it's great to share on venues like your radio program about what so many people don't get to see, you know?
And you're not getting to see us now either.
That's true, unless you're here.
That was a great story by Dennis, and hopefully he's doing well, and Highway to Sell will be picked up.
Yeah, one day we'll get those West Coast guys out here.
What did you say happened to the lift after that lightning strike?
I watched that episode, and you saw the electrical transfer box on the lift. It literally just sparked. It just took it right out, and they had the car on the lift. They had to go an emergency tech in to get the lift down and rewire it. Yeah, it was pretty disastrous.
This is the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza, the best bits of 2014, 2015, all for you. We're down here in a secret location. You can't see us, and you can't call us, because we're down here having a good time playing the best bits for you, and it's a lot of fun. We always enjoy doing it. It's a lot of work, and we really do appreciate it, because if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't have shows like this. So we're going to pick it up.
Yeah, Dennis might have thought that he was out in Bombay somewhere, unlike our friend and good pal Pat Seppi from Dial Transmissions, who just had to be another Bombay gin and tonic. Thank you, Pat, very much. You know what I like to drink.
Effortlessly. He just walked by, dropped it in front of you, kept going.
Yeah, back in January, we only get Pat in the cold months because he's not out at his summer place. And you think you know a guy. Well, you know, there's Chris, you, as usual, throwing the show off track and asking Pat from Dial about how he can get me to talk politics. And he came out with some, you know, surprising responses, no less.
Let me tell you, you know, it's so funny, Pat, because Ray, I think, but you can get him to, you can get Ray to be political.
And I, yeah, he's got a political bone in him. Yeah, it leans. It's hard, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Really? Because Ray and I rarely talk about politics. We will. We'll cover. We'll skim.
No, he's hard. I become more of a libertarian as I get older.
Wow.
As I get older. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I figured you'd go the other way.
I'm like fiscally conservative.
Okay.
Right, but as I get older, man, I'm become more of a libertarian.
Wow.
I'm a kind of live and let live.
What? Look,
I don't
you.
Care about gay marriage. Get married, have fun, see how much it sucks. It's not eternal bliss.
Wait a minute. I know you a long time, young man. I want you to go out and go find Pat Seppi and bring him back here. I don't know who you are.
It's age.
Wow.
That's very true.
Holy smokes.
Well, yeah, I've become more of a liberal conservative myself as I've aged. Because, you know, like you said, Pat, it doesn't matter anymore. What's the fight? What are you fighting for? What are you fighting for?
Yeah.
Wow. And it's so funny because I've gone the complete opposite way. I was that way. I was the libertarian for the longest time growing up. Now I'm like, no, rules, regulations. Yeah, but
you're probably a lot angrier now, though.
Of course.
Yeah, so I don't want to fight anymore.
No, I don't want to. Who wants to be mad?
It takes all the fight out of me.
Wow. Well, then that's going to turn this whole show completely on its ear for the next hour.
Well, until your call is called, right. Of course. And I feel like I'm at work again.
A little social interaction.
It will go 180 real quick.
And I remember that show. It did.
Callers have a way of doing that. When Pat's on the show, you got to ask him that one question about transmission fluid and changing it, and then the transmission goes, and you watch him go.
And I tell you, there's no red fluid in his hand today. Keep that Bombay coming, Pat.
You betcha. This is the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. We totally enjoy doing this, bringing you the best bits of 2014-2015. That's Ray Guarino in the tuxedo.
Hey, look, two friends just stepped up because they heard that they were going to be featured here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Look at that. Hey, look, it's Dennis Bonfante is here with us, of course, and Elliot Wiener, and they're the next bit. You know, Dennis was part of the T-Bird owners, right? What is that,
He
Dennis?
Still is.
Tony! That's right, Tony! And, of course, Elliot Wiener from the Long Island Thunderbird Club. The topic quickly turned when they were here back in July to the slight differences between Elliot's 76 Thunderbird and a similar Lincoln Mark IV. I just pointed out some things that Elliot may not have been aware of.
You're not supposed to upstage the guest, you know.
Here it is. Check it out on the Extravaganza.
When we did the Newsday Field of Wheels, I pulled in behind Elliot, and the guy said to me, follow that Lincoln.
It happens all the time. It was made on a Mark platform for that year.
Oh, yeah.
Just the cars. If you put a mark next to it, my bird for that, there's a lot of similarity.
I believe that.
So you get the question, Elliot.
Yeah.
Where's your hump?
Do I have to answer that?
Right? You put a Lincoln Mark IV next to your Thunderbird from the back. Mm-hmm. What do you see?
Oh, yeah, they have, right, it's the built-in in the trunk.
The built-in Continental kit.
Yeah, but so they all had 460s.
Right.
And they all love gas stations.
Just one has a hump and one doesn't.
What is that? I know. It's a great road car, though.
So we got to change our plates to hump and humpless.
There you go.
Yeah, one shot.
Or little hump and big hump.
I think we're out of control, and it's only what time?
We're only about...
But we like to start that way. We like to rock that spiral of control, hit the wall, then we come back to reality.
Just like what's going on today.
Yeah. I tell you, we got some reality going now. We have another guest coming up who couldn't make it because he's on the West Coast, but I have Scotty on a video feed on my cell phone.
You do?
Yes, he's at some internet cafe somewhere in Oregon that does this, so it's kind of a sketchy. So he's going to watch us. You know, our favorite internet mainstay for all things racing and human car guy interest stories is Scotty Gossin.
You betcha.
It's Scotty Gossin blog, which is a link on motormouthradio.com. I've always followed Scotty's orders, and once again, I contributed to this week's edition of the blog. Here's the problem, though. We couldn't come up with the right web address with Scotty on the phone back in September, so we kind of hemmed and hawed and played with it a little. Let's hear how it sounded.
This still cracks me up.
It is good. And Scotty, tell people how they can find that information on your blog. Because I always blow the blog. I do. I don't know why. It's such a simple thing. I always get it wrong.
And that's why the blog is smiling.
Well, this because it's a little dicey. To access the blog, go to ScottyGarsonExposed.com.
Mm. Isn't it .blogspot.com?
You are absolutely
excellent. So between the two of us, maybe we'll get it right. Or you can go to motormouthradio.com on the links page, and there is a link to it there.
Yeah, all you got to do is Google Scotty Gossam Exposed, and you'll get there.
Excellent.
That's and then you'll be sorry you did.
No. You got some good. Hey, you had a couple lean weeks, but usually it's rich in content, and we can't wait for Tuesday for this week's update.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't wait to find out what it's going to be. I'm totally blank on it.
You'll know tomorrow night.
That's right. That's when it happens.
Yes, and check out Scotty Gossam Exposed. Now you know where to find it, because this week features Ray.
Actually, it was this past week that featured... Well, this week now features me, yeah. Next week, I just sent him a piece yesterday that he may throw up. Who knows? Just check it out. It's worth it. Anyway, I see Scotty with Doc. Guys, have a good time. We'll get back to work on that Model A now.
It's the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. The best bits of 2014-2015. Phones are shut off. The web stream is shut off because we don't want you guys to know what we're doing. We just want you to hear what we're doing. That's really about it. That's Ray Guarino in the tuxedo. I'm Chris Switzer. Okay, the next bit. Here we go. This takes some explaining here. Over a span of a few weeks, we were having some trouble with the studio phone lines. And we were finally able to get a caller to hear us. Wouldn't you know, she had a suggestion as to how to keep the phones repaired. So check it out right here on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
You can't hear us at all.
Oh, man. Well, okay, now I can hear you. Hold on.
Oh, you can hear us now.
It's a miracle.
It is.
What did you do, adjust the dyschronificator?
I just turned something. That was all I did.
Well, who are we talking to?
Katie.
Katie.
Hey, Katie, how are you?
I don't really have time to talk to you, but I wanted to help you fix your phone problem.
Oh, okay, great. What suggestions do you have?
Maybe an egg?
An egg?
An egg instead of the solder?
I know people use that for the thing. Instead of putting the red fluid in when you got a leak, you put the egg in there.
Oh, into a leaky radiator.
It up.
In a radiator.
Right.
Well, it
work with phones, too.
All right. So you're obviously a car girl. How did you, obviously you're a new caller, too, which is great. How did you find this show, Katie?
It was a mistake.
Oh. Well, that's how most people find us.
That's how we got here.
Yeah. Well, that's good, because some of our best friends were mistakes.
Me, too. In fact, I'm sure of it.
Well, yeah, stand the line a little longer. Well, I'm sure you'll be sure. Real sure.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to give my exact parentage. I think they're still a little embarrassed about it.
Okay. Good enough.
That's how they find the show. It's a mistake.
And they're not shy about telling us either. Notice that.
We still can't figure out why Katie did what she did, but we were very glad that she did it. That's Ray Guarino. He's not behind the shop bench, but he does have a drink with blue liquor in there and a umbrella and a tuxedo, but he's not drinking the tuxedo. He's drinking the drink, but he's there and I'm here. We're in Party Central, basically. We're in an undisclosed location broadcasting for you, playing the best bits of 2014-2015. And when we come back on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza, Katie's call sparks a memory in Kevin from Massapequa's head.
I love when that happens.
Yeah. Daryl Ranford on how Ray enters Colvin Auto Parts.
Giving out my secrets again.
Yes, I know, and that's why we're here doing this. And, of course, Gerard from Rolling Thunder knows funny when he hears it. Plus, a Mother's Day extravaganza first. We take the time to discuss Dina Parisi's rear end. That's right, her rear end. It's all coming for you right here on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day extravaganza. Keep it where you got it to Motormouth Radio.
WHBC Garden City, New York, the voice of Nassau Community College.
Listen. Join WHPC's Daily News Wrap-Up, weekdays at 4:30 p.m., bringing you a complete report of the day's news, home and abroad, as well as sports, weather, and many other informative features.
We're Long Island's FM alternative.
All righty. There's no music. I don't know where the music went. It doesn't really matter.
Who cares? So as long as that food and drink keeps coming, I don't need any music. I'll be singing in a few minutes myself.
He's going to do Volare.
You just wait and see.
It's not going to be pretty.
Nope. Especially when I come out dressed like Newborn Turk. What do you think I'm wearing a tuxedo for? I got to get my wolf mask. It's in the GTO.
This is the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza, the best bits of 2014-2015. Phone lines are shut off, web stream shut off, and it's just Ray and I in this big, huge room broadcasting from here, just listening to the crowd and watching who's around and giving us the thumb. That's not a thumb.
No. And you may have noticed that the day is filled up with flowers all of a sudden.
Yeah, why is that?
And it's not for Mother's Day. It's because Kevin from Massapequa showed up.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we love to share car and food stories on Motormouth Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And right after Kevin called, well, after Katie called us back in November, Kevin, this flower dude here, he called to talk about his dad. And you know, we love family stories.
Sure.
And how he fixed radiator leaks with eggs and pepper. Mm-hmm. And we get to share that great story with him. Now, I want an egg on a roll with bacon and cheese. So, let's hear what Kevin had to say.
Let's check it out.
We're going to do that. We're going to try that and say, hi, you're on with the Motormouths.
Kevin from Massapequa.
What's up, Kev? How are you, my brother?
I heard Katie talking about putting the eggs in a radiator.
Yeah. A woman had called us up to try and fix our phones by putting eggs in the radiator.
My father said it was egg whites and pepper. My father worked for Pan Am. He used to buy two Volkswagens for $50 over the weekend, put it together. He was always looking to cut a corner, and he always put an egg white and pepper, because when it finds the leak, the pepper clogs the hole.
Yes, that is the theory at hand. I have a very good friend of mine who used to work for Checker Cab. And he said egg whites and pepper used to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And we used to say, you know, after 100,000 miles, you can make a nice omelet out of it.
I never heard about the egg whites, but the pepper and oatmeal was another one I heard.
Oatmeal, same thing as the pepper.
I heard the oatmeal.
It's like a mucilage type of a formulation.
Yeah, no. I used to
take the damn thing out and have it fixed at a radiator shop.
that would be the smart thing to do. But, I love my father. He passed away years ago, but he bought, like I said, two Volkswagens over the weekend. He put them together at the coldest day of the year, hottest day of the year. You'd see him laying underneath the car, just getting the thing ready to drive to work.
This is what's frightening me for a second here. Your dad knew these tricks, yet worked for Pan Am?
For 35 years.
How do you think he learned them?
that's what I figured, Dad. And he was in the Air Force, so I had to come to him somewhere.
Yeah.
He was the type of guy that he carried nuts, screws, bolts. Even one time he had a car ignition in his pocket. Somebody stole his car. So he went to the police impound, and the guy that stole it was there. And they're laughing at him. My father pulls the ignition out of his pocket, puts it in, and drives the car away.
Nice. Wow, guess as long as he didn't have to go through many metal detectors, he'd be okay.
I'm thinking there's like a DC-3 flying around that still has pepper in some sort of cooling system somewhere.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it, because I know in his casket somebody put in a can of pepper. It was the kid down the street that my father had to work on the car. He goes, yeah, your father always said put a can of pepper in there.
Wow, that's funny.
All right.
Yeah, there's a Lockheed Electra flying down in Cuba somewhere that's got pepper.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's some sort of cooling system.
Wow, that's
somewhere.
Great stories. Good
that
stories.
Is. What better way to celebrate Mother's Day than a memory of your dad?
Yeah, hey.
But Kevin provided.
It's all familia.
Yeah, that's true. And we still can't figure out how he had bought two Volkswagens and used the pepper in the cooling system.
I got a feeling he didn't use them in those cars, obviously, because they're air-cooled.
Maybe not. But this is the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza, the best bits of 2014-2015. And as you well know, Ray will occasionally swap pictures with Dina and Drew Parisi from Dina Parisi Racing. And in this instant, Ray received a pic from Drew that made it sound like he got more than what he bargained for.
It's all in the cell, Chris.
Yes,
all in the cell.
And this really does, really rocks you a little bit. Right here on the Extravaganza. Check it out.
Got a lot of response out of that, from that picture. But Dina and Drew Parisi both liked it for different reasons. So Drew turns around and sends me a picture of Dina's rear end, which was striking. And I had to write back and say, this is the best looking rear end I've ever seen. It was so strong and vibrant. And I said, look, I'm not even going to make a spandex joke with this, all right?
And he said, no, you better not.
Wait a minute.
You want to see it? I can show it to you. I shouldn't show it to you.
Drew sent a picture to you of Dina's rear end.
Yeah.
Now you know my next question. While we just let this ruminate a little bit, my next question is... Mm-hmm. Does it look good in a pair of jeans or no?
Well, that's what I said. I said I'm not even going to make any spandex pictures.
Right.
Spandex, you know,
right.
comments because I didn't think that would be appropriate.
No.
Yeah.
I know. While you're dipping through that steam-powered cell phone of yours.
Yeah, I'll show it to you.
Yeah, that's the rear end I was thinking about.
It's for a new Cadillac race car, for the new Pro Mod Caddy. Because I know you love this stuff. You live this stuff. And he's right, I do. Then he sent me a picture of the cage, how the cage work, which is beautiful. Right. So the car's coming together, which is nice.
So very good. So Dina has a very vibrant rear end for her Pro Mod car.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Chris, they missed this bid because they're outside right now. There's about four. Christian dove under Stella. He's checking that rear end out right now.
Because the car's out in the parking lot.
And I'll tell you, if you happen to notice, when we were looking for them, this other little car came zipping in here, made three laps around the room in a white flash and took off out that back exit.
I noticed that. Who is it? It's the smoke. The place is still smoky. What's going on?
Who else but our buddy Daryl from Colvin Automotive?
Mm-hmm.
He's my personal parts guy and one of my best friends. And my personal parts store guy. So he sat in with us last fall, and the subject quickly turned to what he has to deal with behind the counter as a parts man.
Right.
Including the reception that I get when I walk in the door sometimes. Let's hear what he had to say.
It is quite a reception.
It was funny. About a couple of years ago, our good friend Mike Sims, he called me. And he says, listen, I had to pick up a part for my car or whatever. He goes, you know, I know you deal with a good parts store. You know, can you text me the phone number? I said 379-2420. He goes, whoa! He goes, man. He goes, I love a guy who knows the phone number for his auto parts store. I said, yeah, I don't even call there. I walk there.
Hey, that's true. Ray walks around the corner.
I walk
he
up the block.
He does live around the block. That's what he does. So, Darryl, how is Ray in your store? How does Ray handle himself in your store? I always say that there's a red carpet that comes out and trumpets usually start.
Well, what does he do? Ray is well known in the area. Ray will be sitting there watching customers come and go. Hey, Ray, what's going on? Hey, Ray, 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 Ray. Just put Ray behind the counter.
Well, what I like, well, I was a counter man. What I like to do is, you know, and you don't see this all the time, but a lot of times you'll be helping a guy with the part, and sometimes it's a guy who has something, he thinks he knows what he wants, but he's not sure. And you'll walk away, and that's when I'll talk to the guy, and I'll say, what are you doing with that? Or I'll question him. You know, and I'll do a little more forensic.
And that's the key about that business. People come in, they ask for something, and you have to ask them, what are you doing? And a gentleman came in yesterday. He wanted something to clean his wheels. I said, is the car here? He said, yes. I went outside, and I looked at his wheels, and they were brake dust burnt black.
Oh, forget it.
So I says, no, what you have to do is get them sandblasted.
Yeah.
There's no chemical on earth that's going to clean that. You could Brillo till your fingers fall off, but that's not going to work either.
Right.
So I gave him the phone number to a guy to sandblast and a guy to powder coat, and hopefully he makes the calls to get it done right, you know. But you have to query the customer a lot more. You know, it's just,
absolutely.
That is amazing. It's amazing the response you get when you stroll into an auto parts store. I'm thinking that you do that in all the auto parts stores all around your area.
No, right? I don't.
No?
I have my favorite, and that's the one that I stick with.
Well, one of the greatest supporters of this program, Gerard from Rolling Thunder, was going above and beyond analyzing the style of how you and I do this show, right? And this is his determination. And it really is. All summed up right here. Right?
And there's Gerard. He's holding it. He's taunting me with that big tub of ice cream. He wants me to go over there and have some Rocky Road. And I think I'm going to go and indulge.
after the extravaganza, we'll both go over there. Check it out right here.
I love that kind of stuff. Well, you know, a lot of references, too. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. there are references in the show that, you know, like, oh, what did he say? I'd have to go back and listen to that again. One of my favorites is Mapoli Walnuts hairdo.
Yeah, right.
That's pretty good. You know?
Sidewalls. Excellent.
There was a time when you were doing a recap of year-end stuff for 2013.
Oh, yeah. You know? New feature on the show. I do a recap every year.
That's right.
So it's a new list that I keep of things that happened, yeah.
Yeah. It's not the same list because it's for the last year.
Right,
exactly. Right. So that's how it was. You know? So we're breaking milestones. You remember what you said, Chris?
We're breaking somebody's stone.
That's right. Everybody said, yeah, Miles, that English guy. You guys don't know how funny you are.
That's pretty good. Miles, the English guy.
Yeah, Miles, that English guy. Yeah,
now, what was the one that you had said to us off air?
The one about if your car is mint, it better be parked by a gold depository or be painted green. That one.
Oh, the car is mint. I think I said that, right? Yeah,
yeah, I remember you saying that.
Somebody said, yeah, somebody called and said the car was mint, and that's what I replied. Yeah, it better be either green or parked by a gold depository.
I know we were definitely talking about the fallacies in classified ads.
It's because, yeah, the
most
term
overused words.
Mint was used for everything.
Right, you know, it's catchphrases. Yeah, overworked catchphrases. You know.
Yeah, I think I mentioned barn find.
Well, that's the new overused term, right?
The one you were talking about, is that the one where they said that you were straightening out the Corvette chassis with jacks, and you said it's starting to work, which is cracking me up? And the race said, oh, you're cracking up, all right.
That was probably the Triumph chassis.
Is that Triumph chassis?
It's under dynamic load right now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes, it's still there.
Yeah, Rocky Horror Tension.
Well, that was the one when Ray, I think the one you're talking about is the one where Ray was talking about his brakes.
Yeah.
Right? And the quote from Ray was, I was going to call Willwood on Friday, but I missed the window. They're on the West Coast, and I thought there was about 5 to 8 is when I thought of this, and they're only open until 8 o'clock. And then Chris says, the guy at Willwood is named Mr. Window?
Right. That's, you know what? That's an appropriate response to what I expect. I've come to expect it.
That's right.
That's when I give Chris the look.
Yes.
You know that look.
I know that look. Usually I don't get it when he's filled with blue liquor, but I do get it when he's sober.
You're going to get more than a look.
So what is what's next, right?
Oh, right, it's my turn.
Yes, it is.
Well, back last July, it was kind of hot. We were on the subject of lug nuts, as we typically get to from time to time. And my co-host Chris here was doing his best once again to throw me off track.
Yes!
But here's how I kept my decorum and avoided the slippery slope I was being seduced by.
Mm-hmm. Right here on the Extravaganza. Check it out.
And I was next to a guy the other day under the railroad track by my house at the red light, and I noticed, I just happened to look, I was in a Fiat, so I was low. I just looked at his left rear right wheel that didn't have a hubcap on it.
It was smoking.
No, it had 2 out of 5 lug nuts attached. Only 2. And I looked, it was a Camry. And as I went to roll up a little in traffic to try and yell, oh, hey, I was going to yell at the guy to get his attention.
To tell him he's got 2 nuts exposed?
And on, yes, of course, and on the right, and then on the red, he kind of just jammed left into the train station and went away. And I said, okay, see you when the wheel falls off down the highway somewhere. Then, interestingly enough, Kevin and I went to a cruise night in East Rockaway on Monday night.
Yeah.
And we're looking at some of the vehicles, and there was a truck. A big old panel truck. And I noticed from just a glance that this truck had the biggest lug nuts I've ever seen. They were huge.
How big were those nuts, right?
They were huge. So Kevin, I pointed it out to Kevin. I said, look at the size of the lug nuts on this truck. And then he bent down and said, also look, the stud doesn't come through the nut. And I'm like, oh boy, that is a problem.
So the stud has to go completely through the nut in order for it to fasten correctly.
Yes. You do need to have at least full thread of that bolt through the, you know, through the fastener, or it's not working.
Did anybody bend down, either of you, to check, you know,
the tightness?
Yes.
No. We don't go touching other people's cars. We don't do that.
You were going to say what I thought you were going to say.
I don't touch people's wheel. It's hands off when you're at the cruise night.
You're going to say you weren't going to touch anybody's nuts.
No, that's what you would say. I said I don't touch other people's cars or trucks.
You know the people listening to this show. They move words around.
Oh, sure they do.
It's an intelligent bunch.
They're all on the level with you down there somewhere in third grade in the schoolyard, and they love it. And that's what they like about this show.
You were pretty affixed in your prose there. You were steadfast.
I am a broadcast professional, I have children who I know how to talk around. I've learned how to talk around children, so it's the father thing.
That's right, it's the father thing.
Yes. You learn that.
This is the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza, the best bits of 2014-2015. And when we return, we're going to find out how George Barris had to acquire a coffin, how we can get Kim Tracy, host of Thunder Road, to cringe uncontrollably.
Found out it's not that hard to do.
Really? How Mark Warman from Graveyard Cars acquired those great dance moves, plus Bob from Rockville Center announces the Motormouth Radio Person of the Year. Keep it where you got it to Motormouth Radio. Ray Guarino in the tuxedo. I'm Chris Switzer, and we'll be back.
Looking to hear a hip-hop radio show with an edge? Well, tune in to Lyrics to Go, where I, DJ Solero, play some of hip-hop's classic and soon-to-be-classic tunes from yesterday and today, while giving you an overall backdrop on the original songs used,
to make these classic tunes through the art of sampling. So if you're at home with absolutely nothing to do, check out Lyrics to Go Wednesdays at 9 p.m. and Saturdays at 2 a.m. only on 90.3 FM WHPC, the radio voice of Nassau Community College.
All righty, welcome back to Motormouth Radio. What are we doing here? Let's play. Is there any music playing? I don't even know. Wait a
minute. Well, I tell you, that next round of food came through, and I tell you, those ham and cheese croissants, they just put me over the edge.
Nice.
Excellent stuff.
Very good. Is that mayonnaise?
No, well, you know, I called into the chef because I wanted a little mortadella on mine. I know you got the provolone. You like the stinky cheese. I went for the Swiss and maybe a little mozzarella on the side.
See, you're just hot meat. I'm stinky cheese.
Yeah, true. Dina came in with another thing of broccoli rabe. I know you like that. Another one of it's not actually my favorite. I'm waiting for those sausage and peppers that she has. And I see Joe D with a big, big tray of cannolis. Look at him. He's walking around like a sous chef over there handing them out, but I want mine. So,
someone's calling me over
What's
here.
What's going on? Is that your pacemaker?
Yes, it is.
Well, besides all this good food and drink, we also had entertained back in September a couple of really great guests. And you never know what to expect when the king of customizers, George Barris, is in the studio with us.
Mm-hmm.
This time, he was with his East Coast rep, Andy Perillo, a good friend of ours from who works with the Autoseum. And while Andy was listing all the movie cars featured at their event, George decided to share a story concerning the Dragula, which just popped out of him. You never know what George is going to say. Check out the man himself, Mr. George Barris, talking about this unusual but effective purchasing method for some customizing parts of his custom cars.
On the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza.
A big show there. Yeah. And, of course, we have all the movie cars there. The Batmobiles and the Speed Raiders. And Back to the Future car. And we got the Bat Limo. We also have the...
How about the Dragula? We got the Dragula.
Yeah, right. We got the Dragula.
That was a funny story. You know, when I was doing the Munsters, I wanted the Dragula. But when I was doing that, I said, I will not make a coffin, which I can. I want a real coffin.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into the mortuary and I says, I want to buy that. He says, what are you going to do with it? I'm going to use it on TV. He says, we don't want anything to do with it. So I went to the next mortuary, same thing. They wouldn't sell it to me. So the third one, we walked in, turned it in, opened up an envelope, put the money in the envelope. My guys picked up the casket, and we had to literally steal the casket.
I hope it was empty.
Well, if she was cute, I wouldn't care.
Well, we're still trying to figure out that answer.
I didn't want to ask. I didn't want to know. No. And.
It was everything in the delivery. Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer. This is the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. This next bit, okay. This bit is some backstory that goes along with it, and it's truly one of my favorites. The station manager here, Kim, had to commandeer the phones for some sporting event that was scheduled after Motormouth Radio, so we couldn't take any callers. That meant Ray and I had to talk to ourselves while she was in the studio.
And we decided that if Kim was going to take our phones, she was going to pay for it.
You betcha.
And I think she did.
And here's how it sounded on the Extravaganza. Flux is an acid. What it does is it cleans...
Yeah.
It cleans the surface so the heat can transfer quickly.
What I would have done is, and I do this on Fact Woods, is take some Scotch-Brite and literally scrub the board to break off any kind of a coating that's on there.
Oh, okay.
So you don't think of like scrubbing electronic stuff, but yeah, you can do that with a Scotch-Brite.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. I really didn't think
of
that.
Or a brass brush, something like that.
But I was able to remove them all, like you
that's
say.
Not the brass balls that you carry. I'm talking about the brass brush.
No, those are pretty brassy.
No, the brush.
was able to remove them. It did take a while.
I know you have a nut brush.
I do.
But it's not brass.
You gave me a nut brush.
Yes, but it's not
you
brass.
You gave me a nut brush to brush my nuts.
That's
you
right.
Did.
You need a brass brush.
I know. For the brush, brass. To brush my brass.
Right. We're working on that one. We'll get you
But when my nuts get corroded.
Oh, then you need the flux.
I know you
oh,
don't
lather it with flux. No. Put this stuff on like shaving cream.
On my nuts?
It'll tingle. Nah, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, you need the nut brush.
Oh, a nut brush.
You don't
nut
put
brush.
The flux on your nuts?
Right.
It would burn.
Now, we're talking little nuts here. We're not talking, you know, like 832, 632. Not the big honking 516s.
The little really tiny nut. Yeah.
So how far will we go to make Kim actually choke our own saliva?
Her head is red.
Because she's almost there now.
See what happens when Kim turns the phones off on us?
We'll be Kim, we don't need callers. We'll play with ourselves.
Yes.
Well, you will. I wasn't worried.
No.
We have brushes.
And now, from now on, you'll always be worried. Exactly. And I tell you, she's here with us now,
yes.
And she's just as red as she was that day. Kim, try some of these veggie snacks. They're really good.
This is the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. We're broadcasting in a secret bunker, secret location. This is Party Central. That's why there's no stream and there's no phones. And Ray's got another bit coming your way.
You know, I got on a roll. I guess some years things start to follow a little bit of a theme with me. Mm-hmm. I get magazine guys and I go after like manufacturing guys and hot rod guys. And last year I kind of decided to go after a lot of the TV guys that I like from the shows that I watch.
Right.
And another one of my favorites was Mark Warman from Graveyard Cars and Velocity, another Oregonian. Did my research and kind of found out how to get in touch with him. And one of the things I saw on a recent episode of his show, I just had to ask him about. And it was his unique style that he uses when he's in the paint booth painting engines for these Mopars that he restores. Here's how to spring a loaded question on a sharp guy like Mark. You got to be quick because he's lightning quick.
Check it out.
And I got to say, some of the best clips of Graveyard Cars is when you go into paint booth to paint an engine, you're like on the dance floor.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, the spray gun is flipping. It's behind your back. You're doing it. That, you know, I don't know how many guys catch that, but I say, hey, look at that, man. He's in the groove.
John Travolta.
I want to hear like Donna Summer music or something in the background.
You got to get your white
suit. Guys get a kick out of it, so I always entertain them when I go in there. Love everybody it. Else just walks in and guns it, but I'm thinking, throw some stuff at them.
Yeah.
I've dropped that cup half a dozen times, throwing it from hand to hand.
I believe.
Paint goes flying. We leave that out.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we love the dance moves, especially the one after you got the Hemi fired up. That's the 70 Charger, RT Hemi.
Yeah, there's the engine smoking in the background. I'm thinking, what the hell went wrong? And there's Mark dancing because he's happy. I was like, what's with this guy? Come on. Looks like the motor's going to melt down.
Love it. We love it.
But yeah, that's the stuff that endears us to the show.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's what makes that bit great is the fact that Mark was laughing. He had a great laugh.
Mark comes off as a kind of a stoic guy, but he does like a good time. I got to say, that's what I love about Mark.
And speaking of good times, we always have a good time whenever we talk to ex-Dover Drag Strip announcer Dino Lawrence. And once again this year, we were bold enough to ask him for an announcement over the phone. And I must admit, Dino did a fantastic job, like he always does, the quintessential professional he is, right here on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Check it out.
Can you do one more thing for us? We know you were the Dover Drag Strip announcer. Can you throw out an announcement for us before we let you go?
Well, I guess. Of course, the most famous words at Dover that were ever uttered was when I turned on the mic after our 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock lunch break and said, "Attention in the pits and other parts of your body. Welcome to Dover Drag Strip. Sunday will never be the same. Deal with you on another Sunday afternoon. The staging lanes are open. Gentlemen, bring them on down."
Excellent.
That's amazing.
Thank you, Dino.
Dino, thank you so much for being with us here at Motormouth Radio, and thank you for sharing a bit of history and letting us know what's going on over at Lebanon.
We'll see ya. You they called it. Me Motormouth, and you're Motormouth. Okay.
It's a good fit.
Thank you, Dino.
Thank you, sir.
All righty.
Excellent.
Dino Lawrence, a Dover drag strip announcer, doing what he does best. And we're glad he can share it with us.
You know, you may have noticed, you've seen the crowd parting.
Yes.
The doors opened.
There he is.
The red carpet rolled out.
Uh-huh.
And with a plume of smoke through the door, just walked in with a cape, shrouded in the dry ice foam. Joe D is bringing him in right now. And, Chris, we're going to wrap up the 2015 Mother's Day Extravaganza with one of the most interesting calls we received all year, and it was very poignant. Our caller and friend Bob from Rockville Center, who will not send us an email to get information, but he will call us with inspirational help from assorted alcoholic beverages, created the Motormouth Radio Person of the Year Award. And here he is, stepping up to the mics. Let's hear what he had to say.
Remember your moms.
I have some information. We have decided upon the Motormouth 2014 Person of the Year.
Oh. And what did the committee decide?
Yes.
It was decided over brown ale and Coronas 2 Sundays ago.
Okay. Well, good way to decide. Good way to decision making.
After very little debate, it was hands down.
All right.
It goes to this person we all know and love, Kim Tracy.
Oh. Okay.
Well, now, why is Kim Tracy the Motormouth Radio person of the year of 2014?
It's simple.
Yes.
She is the only person who can keep Rob Leonard's wing nuts grounded.
Wow, that's excellent. Well, actually, yeah. Kim just kind of looks at Rob with disdain most times and just shakes her head and walks away.
No, she has the ability to keep the package tightly wrapped.
Yeah, well, that package is usually loosely wrapped. Rob's, that is, not Kim's. I'll tell you what, Bob, I'll give you the invitation. I've done it before. You can come in with us, do the show, and you can see this stuff firsthand if you'd like.
You know what? I have a pretty good picture from...
You don't want to ruin it with reality, I know.
From the basement from where you guys... are broadcasting.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, the invitation's open if you're ever interested.
This award is serious, and I want you to give homage to Kim Tracy for her efforts.
We will.
You know, it's funny because I thought you would say Kim Tracy because she tolerates us leaving the studio.
Right.
Like, she has to put up with us putting all the car parts away, and I mean, the place usually smells like gasoline,
welding cables.
Well, Ray is spraying brake cleaner in the studio.
Done that. She's a trooper.
So for that reason, I can agree with you. But then again, she would have to have that award for every year, not only just 2014.
That's true. Since we've been here.
Contributory factors, they were taken in consideration, but she is the one and only who can keep that glue together.
Well, that looks like
it. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. That looks like it. The Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week.
Chris, let's go mingle.
You betcha. For Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer. And always remember, don't follow us home. See ya.
Bye.